Thanks a lot. Bye.
And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the inaugural Portland Youth Poet Laureate Project. On Monday, September 28th at 7 p.m., 12 of Portland's poetry ambassadors will compete to become the Portland Youth Poet Laureate. The event will take place in the Artist Repertory Theater, 1515 Southwest Morrison in Portland. Again, that's Portland Youth Poet Laureate Project. A program of Spit Right, Monday, September 28th at 7 p.m. at the Artist Repertory Theater, 1515 Southwest Morrison in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, September 21st, 2015. It's the International Day of Peace, by the way, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And first up, thanks to everyone who became a member of KBOO, who renewed their membership, people who came down here and visited with us, everybody out there who participated in that extraordinary adventure. And it really was. It reminded me that all the people here at the station are really good, true friends. And I thank all of the KBOO people as well. That said, we have the most extraordinary guest today. This is going to be a show I think that you will remember, especially if you take the opportunity to be at the Bison Coffee House on Wednesday the 23rd at 7 p.m. You will be able to hear Good Chilagia and Mignon Gailey play live and make with Mike Meese with the Buffalo Field Campaign. The road show is coming to Portland. And you're hearing right now tracks from Solamente, one of the three CDs. And yeah, I believe those will probably be available too at this event. And I believe right now that I have talked enough, and I want to bring on the voices of, you'll hear Mignon Gailey, you'll hear Good Chili, yeah, and you'll hear Mike Meese talking about what the Buffalo Field Campaign is, why it is so important, not just to people who are standing on the land there defending the last of our wild buffalo, but really to all of us, because this is a heritage. This is a legacy of a people that is at stake, and it is our responsibility, all of us, to stand in solidarity with the Buffalo Field Campaign and do whatever we can. Volunteer. Go there yourself. Yeah, you can do it. Whatever you can do, it is critically important. Write letters to the governor of Montana. Whatever you feel moved to do, especially after you hear these voices. So welcome. We have first up, is it Mignon first?
Actually, this is Good Shield.
It's a good chill. Hello. I am honored to speak with you. The music is just incredible. You've been described as eco warriors, and indeed, I think it's an apt. That's very apt. So, talk a little bit first about how you two got involved. What your involvement is with the Buffalo Field campaign.
Well, we're a grassroots media organization. We've been in existence since 1997. Back then, Mike Meese, the co-founder of the campaign, he happened to be traveling through Yellowstone in the wintertime, and he witnessed hundreds and hundreds of buffalo being killed. And he went and asked why they were doing this. You know, it was the Department of Livestock doing it. And they were pretty rude to him. They told him that it was none of his business. He should just leave. So Mike, you know, was videotaping what was going on, and then a month later he took that video to different tribal people to see, you know, to let them know what was going on and see who could possibly help stop the situation. So my Aunt Rosalie Little Thunder came out that winter, and you know, she was the first Native person to come out and see with her own eyes what was happening with our last genetically pure wild relatives. So she helped Mike start the Buffalo Field Campaign. And we've been in existence for about 18 years now. And we're a media organization. We basically just document all the atrocities against the buffalo by the Department of Livestock. And now, unfortunately, the Intertribal Buffalo Council are behind the slaughter program as well. So we hold parties accountable for their actions against the buffalo.
Because it's not just the buffalo. It's all part of an ecosystem, a habitat. It's a continuum, so that First Nations people are part of all of this world that is being slaughtered. I've heard from friends, First Nations friends, that even before this was broadcast, before anyone even knew about it as far as news, that they felt it physically, the pain, when the slaughter took place. Mike, if you're there, would you want to tell us what it was like to actually witness that?
Mike's actually doing something right now.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Whenever anyone of you wants to speak up and talk more about the music and how you use music as part of your activism.
I actually had the great honor of playing with Floyd Red Crow Westerman for many years, and for those who don't know who he is, he's a very well known. He was a Native actor, but before he was an actor, he was a musician as well. He wrote songs like Custer Died for Your Sins, Missionaries. And so working with Floyd, he showed me how music could be so many other things other than just entertainment, you know, and using it as a platform to talk about, you know, important things. That's kind of what Floyd taught me. So I've, ever since then, I've used music in that way as a platform. And I mean, just art too, you know, writing books, painting art, they're all such a powerful tool if they're used in the right way.
There are so many avenues to activism, especially in something as crucial and critical as this, because it is not just buffalo, although they are terribly important. It's the habitat. It's the habitat and inhabitants are inseparable. You cannot take the buffalo away and say, okay, the rest of you people just, you know, go live on a reservation or something. That's not possible. You cannot do that. They are all part of a piece. But Mike, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about, on the website, there are some really great direct action opportunities. There's so much that we can do. Do you want to talk some more about the field campaign and how you keep this rolling along? We have both voices up, so good. Please share what you have to say about this.
Are you there, Mike?
Me or Good Chill?
Okay, let's hear from Mike for a while from Buffalo Field Campaign, and then we'll go back and talk to everybody else.
Well, I think
there's not enough weight placed in what I refer to as bearing witness and holding our government accountable for what they're spending our money with. And that's what we mainly focus on, is having video cameras and still cameras out in the field and having their every action that they do documented and show the world what's happening. And I mean, we've witnessed that changing behavior, that our presence has unfortunately started the hazing, because they no longer want to be shown killing these babies and these mama buffalo. And so the power of the video camera and holding government agencies accountable really can make a difference in the long run. And that's, you know, one of the foundations of our nonprofit is just bearing witness, showing the world. And, you know, we offer that opportunity to anybody that wants to come out. You know, so we teach them how to run these cameras. We teach them how to be in the right place at the right time and how to make a change. And, you know, it also shows people that they're worth, you know, that we need them, that they're part of something bigger. And together, when we all work together, we can fight for this change in a united way. And that's something that I'm very proud of that we've done for the last 18 years.
This is a traditional ancestral the landscape that cannot be lost. We cannot afford to lose any more of the people, the places, and the creatures that really were here first. First Nations, that's what it is. But bison are part of that too, that's, I think, what your work is inspiring in so many ways. Do you want to, just before we hear a little bit more from Good Shield, could you talk about the volunteer opportunities and how that works? I understand that from November to April, anybody who can get there and take a stand and record what happens and do what they are able to do to prevent it from happening. Could you talk about the volunteer opportunities?
Good Shield or Mike?
Either one, Mike, and then Good Shield.
Well, basically, yeah, we're standing in the field with the buffalo from November and through the month of May, actually. And that's when we need the most help. That's when we're asking for volunteers to come out. And basically, all you do is you pay your way to come to the campaign and get home. Once you get there, we provide 3 squares a day, a bunk in a beautiful log cabin, gear provided by Patagonia. We also cross-country ski and snowshoe, and we have those. And we also cater to a vegan diet, but we believe that activism should represent and respect and honor diversity. And so we cater to, we do eat meat, but it's wild game, locally harvested, and wild fish. And we definitely... I think the one thing that the buffalo teach us is how to live together again, how to respect and honor our diversity as a strength instead of another dividing and conquering ourselves. We don't need a house full of clones of people. We need diversity and people that think outside the box, that want to create change for the good of all people, not just for their little clique of people.
Yeah, it seems like the governor of Montana never saw this coming, never expected this. They plan to just go ahead with the slaughter undetected. It's winter. Who's going to be out there? No one's watching. Just go ahead and slaughter them. We've got just a couple more minutes. I want to ask Good Shield a little bit more about music, activism, art, and how what a powerful tool all of this is in protecting what's really of value. The rest of this, of the trappings of malls and whatnot, that's worthless. But what you are about, that has abiding value. Can you talk a bit about that, Good Shield?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I grew up with a lot of musicians in my family, so music was kind of natural for me. I was very shy growing up, you know, but like, I don't know, family members and friends who know me from growing up can't believe I stand in front of people and play music and talk, you know. But for me, it was just, you know, it was something I knew I had to do. Like, I knew as a young age I wanted to make a big change in the world, and the Buffalo kind of brought me out of my shell, you know, so to speak. And the music is, you know, it's taken me different places, and I feel that music makes things a little more palatable sometimes for, you know, because we could talk about killing buffalo and this and that, and I don't know, it's a very depressing subject, you know, so I feel like using the music in a good way could help make it a little easier to digest and hopefully motivate somebody, you know, to do something.
Yeah, brings in more people who are friends before they even knew that they were friends. And I myself have been very moved by the campaign. And we've got to just tell people it's Wednesday at 7 at the Bison Coffee House. More information, call KBOO, go online, take a look there. This has been Air Cascadia for September 21st, Monday, 2015. Kate Welch engineered the show for us today. Thank you, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Cassandra. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mind to.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Buffalo Field Campaign 2015 Roadshow, hosted Wednesday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. at Bison Coffee House in Portland. The event will feature stories and songs about the last wild buffalo and information about the ongoing struggle to protect them. That's the Buffalo Field Campaign 2015 Roadshow.